Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة. One of the keys of life is dealing with people and it is a very important key of life. And we said when it comes to people, there are people who are close to us in terms of relation, like blood related people. Sometimes we can live in a very, very big family, aka tribe. And we still have that in a lot of countries where the clan or the tribe themselves, they stay together in one group. And sometimes they go their way, but this family is a very big family in terms of branches. It branches itself out, so they populate. The Ahlbayt Salamullah Alayhim, they said, it doesn't matter how big your family gets, as long as you are related to them. In the blood, there is a requirement on you to do Salatul Rahm, to connect with your kin. You can't say, well, he's my third, fourth, tenth cousin. I don't even know who he is. I've never met him, never seen him. Therefore, none of my problem, not my business. Islam says, no, don't do that. A hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He said to one of his companions, Zayd al-Shaham, and this is basically for me and you. So the Imam is conveying this message to Zayd al-Shaham to give to us. He says, اقرأ على من ترى أنه يطيعني منهم. He says, anyone that you see that claims to be a follower of mine, a one who is obedient to me, which meaning aka Shia, وَيَأْخُذْ بِقَوْلِي, and he takes my word as a word of the Imam. First, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So this goes to everyone who is listening, to every Shi'i. The Imam is saying this to you as you hear me. First, he says, fear Allah, have piety, have taqwa. That's the first thing. And then the Imam gives a number of instructions until he gets to this part. He says, سُلُوا عَشَائِرَكُمْ. When it comes to your tribes, connect with them. One, washhadu janaizahum. When it comes to their funerals, attend it. Wa'udu mardahum. When it comes to their sick, visit them. Wa'addu huquqahum. And give back their rights. And then the Imam alayhi salam continues and he says, if you guys do this, qila hadha ja'fari. They will say, this person is a follower of Ja'far al-Sadiq. فَيُسَرُّنِي ذَلِكَ. And when I get to hear that someone's just labeled Ja'fari for the right reason, that makes me happy. وَيُدْخُلُهُ عَلَيَّ مِنْهُ السُّرُورِ. And he brings happiness and joy to my heart. Now, the Imam alayhi salam, in this beautiful hadith, which is narrated in Al-Kafi Al-Sharif, he's saying that when it comes to your tribe, when it comes to your kin, to your family, you have requirements. Maybe the requirements are not immediate, but there are general things that you should always keep. One is that you need to attend their majalis. Sometimes, you know, there's a gatherings of this family in a place or what have you. I do understand that depending on the country you're in, the situation could change and differ. But generally speaking, if it's possible to gather, and there is like what we call these days reunions, attend that reunion. When one of them passes away, show your support. Go to the funeral. Be present. Let them know that they have someone else in this family that they can count on. They can see new faces. Sometimes a lot of people, maybe they don't interact. But when there's a funeral, they show up and people say, oh, we forgot about Fulan. We've never seen him before. Oh, thank God he is here. It means he cares. It means he really wants to help. And when one of them gets sick, go see him. Maybe that person sick needs your help. And especially, he could be in need of your financial help. So the Ahlbayt, they say to us, connect with your kin. Don't abandon them. That's the key of life. Let us take a break and then we will come back.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره, سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. And the key of life in terms of being nice and kind and connecting with our kin, the Ahlul Bayt also focus on the aunt herself. And the aunt, obviously, being the father's sister, holds a great, you know, position. So Imam Salamullah Ali, he tells us a narration. He says, a man came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said to him, I had a newborn daughter, and once she got old and she became of age, I dressed her up and I made her look good, and then I brought her to a hole and I basically buried her alive in it. And while she's, as I'm burying this poor child, she was calling me, saying to me, "Dad, Dad, Dad." And the man said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, what is the kuffara? What do I have to recompensate? How much do I have to pay for the vicious act that I did?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, "Alaka ummun hayya? Do you have a mother that's alive?" He said, "No." "Alaka khazun hayya? Do you have an aunt that's alive?" He says, "Naam." He says, the Prophet says to him, "If you want to get Allah to forgive you for what you did, go to your aunt. Be nice to her, be kind to her, take care of her, because the aunt is in the position of a mother. She holds the position of a mother to a person. So my aunt, I have to look at her as a mother. And sometimes, actually, if not all the times, our aunts, the way they look at us in this regard too, that we are their children. And sometimes they might even love us and care for us more than our own mothers. So from this sad story of the person that comes to the Prophet with his daughter, he says to him, look, you've done a grave sin. You committed a heinous crime. You killed an innocent soul. And obviously, this was before Islam, where the Arabs used to bury their daughters alive. And, you know, the famous verse from the Quran, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. For what reason was this child killed? And so this used to be done in the Arabs. And some of those who lived close at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, they've done this atrocious act. And when Islam came and they learned, they were trying to seek means to get Allah to forgive them. And we've been told that the mother is the closest thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a mother does a dua, her dua is always answered. If you want anything from Allah, you go through your mother. The nicer and the kinder you are to your mother, the more Allah will give you. So the Prophet said, find someone that represents her and get her to intercede for you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.